Greetings, everyone. Are you ready for an accelerated course in higher consciousness? This is how our global village will get ahead of the accelerated rate of change we are now seeing in the world. It won't be with the same consciousness that created the problems we see. It will be with a new consciousness that is now evolving with the angels of our better nature. Welcome to Cosmic Love.
Well, howdy, howdy. This is Christopher Rudy with Cosmic Love for October 15th, 2016. Some of you listening may not be aware of my pseudonym as Christos Lightweaver, but just as Samuel Clemens used to use the pseudonym Mark Twain, I use Christos Lightweaver when I'm talking or writing about metaphysics like astrology or cosmic law or other far-out stuff that goes beyond what most people consider normal. And that kind of fits the situation we got with geopolitics right now and with the full moon, supermoon that's going on peaking tonight. And it's going to be affecting us now with a lot of intense energy with the moon in Aries, conjunct Uranus, and opposite the sun, which is conjunct Mercury, and with all of those influences square to both Mars and Pluto in Capricorn. That's a load of stuff, intense, and I could talk about that for half an hour, going into what that means. But if you're predisposed to that, I highly recommend you go to New Paradigm Astrology. You can just Google New Paradigm Astrology and put in Kaipacha, and that's Kaipacha. And Kaipacha, I had him on the radio talk show here about a year ago. He's brilliant in the understanding of astrology, psychology, and what's going on now. He does a weekly video, and he did one here just a couple days ago. So I think if you looked New Paradigm Astrology, and you can pull that website up, and the video for October, I think it's 13th, 2016. He goes into great detail in different aspects of that, and some of his comments say that's one of his better videos. It's a good one. He's a character, I'm telling you. He has a way of stepping down astrology and the psychology of what's going on in the field, the quantum field, you know, deep space energies, how it just gets stepped down through the planets, resonates in our consciousness. And, of course, I get into the geometry of all that, and that's what's going on right now, this giant T-square. With the opposition of the sun conjunct Uranus, it's an opposition to the moon, of course, with a full moon. And you've got this conjunction of the sun with Mercury and the conjunction of the moon in Aries with Uranus, which is a very intense energy, affects the nervous system, kind of an energy. I don't know if you can feel that energy in my voice, but I'm feeling it. And anyway, that's all going on in a T-square, it's called, which kind of resolves the energy of those two opposing forces in a T-square relationship with Mars and Pluto in Capricorn. And it's kind of a dynamic, it can be very creative, it can be a very catalytic influence. And watch that video by Kaipacha if you have a chance. If you haven't turned on to him. He does a weekly, like I say, a weekly video, and some of them are just brilliant. So I thought this would be a good time today as Christos Lightweaver to go into the global situation, which is very combustive right now, you might say. I mean, we're talking about really serious portents this last week. I mean, how many of you knew that we've been virtually on the brink of war this last week, to the point where there was 40 million Russians mobilized regarding their defense shelters, and there was Germany and two other European countries that told all their citizens, as well as Russia, to have food reserves and get prepared with food reserves and some preparedness supplies for their homes. And some of them referred to 30 days, some of them referred to longer. But the urgency was, without creating panic, there's like a war footing in Europe, Russia, and this has all been blacked out in the U.S. media. And if you're on the internet, you've probably read about this. If you have good news sources on the internet and follow some of the stuff, I know a lot of people are suffering from information overload and cognitive dissonance from so much contradictory, confusing, conflicting messages in the U.S. media. So there's the controlled U.S. media, you might say, and there's the free and open internet, relatively free and open internet that's global, worldwide. And I like to basically compare sources and to understand, you know, the difference, because if you're looking at just one or the other without a sense of balance, it's hard to know what's really the big picture, what's really going on. So the big picture right now is a real global crisis, and a lot of you know about, or some of you know, I'm sure, about what's going on, global economic reset. And if you've had chance to read the articles, the links I had on the homepage regarding global economic reset and what's going on with the deep state, and you might say the higher state or a unity state of us as United Sovereigns of Earth, what's going on, you might say, with global netizens, 4+ billion netizens, or, you know, online citizens that are, you know, connecting over the internet and social networks worldwide, you get a sense of that there's a big picture a play going on. You might say a world game between, well, it's always between, you might say, in one sense, the forces of light and the forces of darkness. And in this sense, you've got highly organized, structured institutions in the West that have been into, sometimes they're referred to as the deep state or the cabal, the corporatocracy, and they have been with an agenda of global hegemony for decades, with ongoing wars like in the Middle East for oil, which is related to petrodollars and the currency, underwriting the currency of Western currencies in what's called the global reserve basket of currencies. It's been the petrodollar has been the standard, you might say, and the strongest currency worldwide. Well, that's changing. This is the big news that we don't get in the mainstream media at all, that the basket of World Bank and global currencies that are traded and their standardization is going through a major shift. Now, this has been in process for the last 8 years in particular. This course to the present time has been reported over the years that this has been in process. It's going on now. And what that means is that the yuan, the Chinese yuan, renminbi or whatever you call it, they have different names for it, but the Chinese currency is coming online in the global basket of currencies. It's being recognized. And the difference now is that that currency is underwritten by gold. It's gold-backed. And most of the currencies of the world are not underwritten by gold. They're underwritten by petrodollars, and there's no future in oil and petrodollars because free energy technology is coming online all over the planet, different types of free energy planet, or free energy technology. And it's in production, different places all over the planet. It's coming online in different ways. We're not only talking about water fuel cells. They'll get energy from water. You can run engines on, and they're in production already. But specifically energy from the quantum field itself, zero-point energy, it's coming online. That technology, and I've written about that this last year. You can read more about that on your own. But a lot of you know that this is the real dynamic going on, that the petrodollar is pretty much toast. There's no future in the futures market. That's why value of oil has been going down. There's no future in it, and there's this shift is going on, and so they're looking at some underwriting of the global currency. The Chinese have these massive gold reserves that they've had underground, so to speak, or literally, and they're bringing them online as part of the new global basket of currencies. So you might say this is a soft power shift. It's not a hard power. It's a soft power. It's economic power shift because the gold backing is a strong influence in the basket of currencies globally, and will have influence in politically. You know, economics and politics are all intertwined, and quite often the tail wags the dog as far as you know, he who has the gold makes the rules. And in this case, the Western banking system, Western governments that have been underwritten by the petrodollars have racked up massive derivative debts, trillions upon trillions, hundreds of trillions of dollars of derivative debt, and they're bankrupt, basically. And there's no hard assets backing them up. So geopolitically, and we never get this is never discussed in the mainstream media, that the Western economies are on the verge of collapse. Well, historically, if you followed the outbreaks of war in the past, it always was related to economic collapse or fear of economic collapse or, you know, economic crisis. And in this case, for the West, losing power and control over global economies has been, you know, endgame. And fear of that, you know, their time is short and fear is great, so to speak, and they're trying to make the public as fearful as they are. So there's been saber rattling with World War III stuff in the Middle East, big time in Syria. And boy, you know, those who follow the internet on this, what's been going on in the Middle East, and I provided in that link this article on Beyond Crisis, this global crisis and opportunity article that I provided in the show notes on the homepage today. And that's one of the articles by Paul Craig Roberts, which is brilliant. Paul Craig Roberts was a former officer, assistant treasurer, I think it was, in the State Department, and or Treasury Department. And he's a very high-ranking, intelligent guy who's been a straight shooter on these kind of things. And he kind of chunks it out, lays it out, how serious this World War III portents and saber-rattling is. Now, of course, this isn't our divine destiny, you might say. It's not etched in stone, and I don't mean to put any energy into it of fear as far as predictive modeling. I'm just saying that this is the kind of crisis we have that's not being reported in the media, and that European countries have been responding with war preparations and war drills, and like say in Russia with 40 million Russians, regarding drills and shelters and, you know, like we had with the Cuban Missile Crisis. And some people are saying in the West that this is actually worse than the Cuban Missile Crisis. And the American people have no idea what's going on because the corporate mainstream media does not want to create panic and fear, and they really don't want the American public awakened as to the danger. Otherwise, it'd be more pressure on themselves to change things. And they basically... you know, it's almost like they're anticipating economic collapse so they can blame it on the public somehow. And there's an article on that that I just actually pasted my Facebook page up at the top. Those who are on my Facebook page and then those who aren't, you know, friend me. Anyway, this is the global crisis and opportunity right now, and I emphasize the opportunity. You know, there's some people see the problem with every opportunity, and other people see the opportunity with every problem. And obviously, if we got a serious crisis, there's an opportunity for some serious solutions. And so that's what I'm going into today. I mean, it's timely. I think it's important. You know, where you put your attention, you might say, is where your worth ship or God is. So, you know, focus attention. With pure intention for love's retention and conscious ascension in a dimension where there's full comprehension. And I'm playing around with that concept with this show today and going into some aspects of it that you can chew on. You can go back to the links in the article I've provided on the homepage, do some of your own research. And I thought I'd give a kind of a reading and go into this more because it's important right now. This is timely. You might want to share this with some friends who really want to know what's going on. And the big picture of global civilization right now is a serious healing crisis, you might say, like a serious cancer in the body politic. And I mean, have no illusions about this. This is a serious crisis. And I'll be going into this more in terms of, again, the problem and the opportunity, you know, and how good things could be within the context of how bad they are. And again, you know, things seem serious, but there's more light on these issues coming forth through the internet than's ever come out before on the core issue. And I'm going to be going into that today, what the core issue is. And again, half of the problem or half of the solution is a well-defined problem. So we're defining the problem and the solution. But first, you know, we're going to go into, you know, the seriousness of this crisis. I mean, we're on the brink of either global economic reset and World War III or global economic reset and a golden age. I mean, it's that serious. You can't have both. I mean, you could, as far as have World War III and then a golden age down the line, but the idea is if there's enough people that are aware of comprehensive, transformative, practical solutions now, how it would work, what it would look like, how inexpensive it would be to bring it forth, and the vision alone can be the catalyst for a self-fulfilling prophecy. There could be a harmonious transition into a golden age. It doesn't have to be. It's not etched in stone. There's going to be more warring in the members with World War III. So the point is that there's an economic reset that's going on now. It's happening now, and for good reasons. You know, to bring stability to a global economy. You know, with some you know that's got a balance. You might say balanced hemispheres of the global brain, east and west. There's been this hegemony dominance, like a left brain dominance of Western civilization from in the past, that's been out of balance with the right hemisphere, and now wanting to go war with the right hemisphere, China, and war with Russia and China. It's crazy. Well, you know, the understanding of the concept of hemispheric balance, whether it's between the hemispheres of your brain or the hemispheres of the earth. If a person's left brain dominant, then they're not so receptive to intuitive common sense and the right hemispheric spherical nonlinear thinking. It's the same thing in a relationship of a man and a woman. You know, men tend to be more left brain dominant and women tend to be more intuitive and right brain dominant. And women tend to think with their feelings and men tend to feel with their thinking. You know, we think in images and symbols of associative feeling. The thinking part is more of a left brain process, and the feeling part, you know, with intuitive knowing and intuitive sensing and, you know, nonlinear intuition, is more of a right brain, right hemisphere thing. And just as men and women are in relationship with, in a relationship, you know, there's a balance. There can be a balance there, or it can be complementary antagonisms too. But you know, the idea in a good relationship, you know, one person's strength balances another person's weakness and vice versa. There is a complementary relationship. Well, it's the same thing with hemispheres of the earth. If there's cooperation, you know, for co-creation and coordination with communication that, you know, creates unity and diversity, you know, real community through communications and I'm referring to specifically the capability now with the internet, with mass-to-mass interaction, Web 3.0, hardware, cyber ethics. And I go into this in my links to Emerging Blueprint for a Golden Age, the concept of web, the next phase of the computer internet revolution. How we're the whole evolution of this technology. I mean, the computer is like an extension of the brain. Just like, you know, clothes are an extension of the skin, and the cars are an extension of the feet, and radio is an extension of the ears, and TV is an extension of the eyes. Well, the computer is an extension of the brain, and the internet is a connection of all the global brains. It's like the mother of all networks. The internet is the mother of all networks, and that's this all-connected, instant, everywhere, interactive internet has defined a global village in principle. And we're moving into the family of mankind and a global village in practice. So what that looks like and how that works, you know, the dynamic of that's what I go into with the links on the Emerging Blueprint for a Golden Age, which was my last show. I went into that more specifically. In this show, I wanted to go into dimensions of that, the drama that's going on right now, to understand that drama. And we're really talking about, you know, a new kind of, you know, it might say it's the world game that's going on between the black hats and the white hats. And the black hats of the deep state, you know, this world game that really is dealing with the, you know, it's like some people would equate it to a chessboard, but it's more like a dynamic relationship between the hemispheres of the brain and the deep state in the Western hemisphere and the enlightened state, or some people would say, and I go into a link with the idea of the high state of collective global social conscience and global social networks. So I'm going to go into this understanding of how we've got this world game going on with the, you might say, between the individual and the collective. And there's these black hats and these white hats, and in regard to this deep state of military, medical, media, industrial complex, the corporatocracy, how they're all connected, you might say, representing their own influence, the corporatocracy. The cabal, it's sometimes referred to, of these special interests that have a vested interest in owning and controlling political processes. It's sometimes referred to the deep state. And there's black hats and white hats within this deep state. And the black hats are playing dirty. They're into global domination. You know, still, it's like the left brain win-lose mindset of global domination, kind of a lockstep left brain fear-based mind control agenda of creating and managing crisis through terror for tyranny, you know, terror for tyranny tactics, false flags, etc. This has been going on. People that follow with the internet, this has been going on since 9/11, all over the world. You know, it's like it's not just the deep state in the West. We're seeing this, when I say in the West or the United States, not just 9/11. We've seen it in Europe, all over Europe. Gladio, Operation Gladio, and other projects have exposed all this. At the same time, that whole scenario of this, what's been going on with this terror stuff, that's been being exposed thoroughly. You know, that game is pretty much up, and the ones exposing that, challenging that, and changing that are the white hats of the deep state, and they want a cooperative win-win with open systems of freedom and opportunity for global netizens. You know, global netizens, online citizens who are connecting with a more enlightened social conscience in our ubiquitous global social networks. I mean, again, we've got about, 1.7 billion people on Facebook alone right now. I mean, that was just of this last month, I believe. And, there's about 4 billion global netizens, you know, people online are connecting with unprecedented internet knowledge power. And global enlightenment is accelerated with this instant everywhere interactive net reality where you can know pretty much anything with just search and find functions, you know, with search functions. So if you knew how serious the geopolitical economic crisis is right now, and the realistic opportunity to fix it, you might be at least pray for discernment, if not divine intervention. When I say that, you know, the prayer of desire is not seldom the prelude of the revelation. And you know, we you know, where we put our energy and our attention is, you know, again, where our worth-ship is. And if you put fear into something, it's like praying for what you don't want. And you put faith into a vision of what you do want, and 5 sense it, you know, put your energy, your consciousness, full conscience into that, and you tend to involve and evolve the manifestation of that. You know, it's just like a, you look to your hand, you see your fingers, you look to, you know, look to see, know to be, you know, the nature of spiritual geometry. You know, the order of the universe is not, it's not rocket science. There's basic principles that governing civilizations as well as, you know, individuals, and call it cosmic law or natural law. You know, the founding fathers were really big on talking about natural law, you know, without getting into a religious debate when they were into founding the United States. And of course, and the Emerging Blueprint for a Golden Age, the whole first chapter is based on getting some coordinates for the prime directive, you know, divine direction. And there are universal archetypal principles that are foundational to framing, you might say, the dialogue with instant, everywhere, interactive communications. And that's what I go into with Emerging Blueprint, what that looks like, how that works for the Emerging Blueprint for a Golden Age. So there is about 4 billion global netizens are now connecting worldwide with a new social conscience emerging in social networks. And this global enlightenment has accelerated with this instant, everywhere, interactive net reality. So this natural enlightenment process has been, you might say, challenging deeply entrenched conflicting interests of between the dark hats and the white hats of the deep state. Dark hats want to continue controlling as they've controlled, using false flag terror and tyranny for martial law, lockdown and control of the population. And the white hats want a transformation and a transition to a more open, interactive, consensus-based orientation to what is best for all rather than just the 1%. So, and this is no matter who is elected U.S. president, this is the issue. I'm going to take a drink on that one. So, this is the dynamic going on behind the scenes. Call it the deep state. Call it the status quo, the corporate cabal. There's a lot of different names for the power trips of the power elite behind the scenes and how they're organized. This article, the links on the deep state go into explaining it a lot better than I am in a nutshell here, although I'm referencing it simple enough that you can see the value of understanding, you might say, this shift, this big shift from dark hats of the deep state to white hats of the deep state. And this is all part of geopolitical economic reset right now. You might say there's the old way of doing business, you know, with terror and tyranny for fear-based control. It's shifting. It's shifting out of necessity, you know, the same necessities that prevent war and nuclear war and, you know, mass destruction of millions, if not the Earth itself. You know, there are ways and means, tools and processes for involving and evolving our individual and collective conscience with a capital C, whereby the more people will see the solution as, you know, as a self-evident process of checks and balances, left brain to right, east to west, you know, hemispheric balance through a communication process that involves and evolves social conscience in our social networks. And again, the dynamic of that is explained in detail with the links in Emerging Blueprint for a Golden Age. And that's the good news, you know, that we have an unprecedented opportunity to wise up and rise up with cooperative social conscience in our global interactive social networks, the emerging blueprint for golden age, you know, what that looks like, how that works, tools and processes, you know, for global holistic healing, for community building, social networks, and just, you know, the vision alone can be the catalyst for self-fulfilling prophecy. The bad news is there are deeply entrenched power elite special interests that have a vested interest in making a killing, literally, population reduction through war, disease, and mass deception for their own self-serving profit and power over the public. Not of, by, and for the people, but over the public. And this is the deep state I'm referring to, the corporatocracy cabal that it conspires to create and manage war and disease for profit and power over the sheeple as they think of us. And recently there was an article done by Dr. Kathy Forty, who I've had on the show a couple times this last couple years, and then interviewed her when she came out here in Montana and gave a lecture earlier in the year in January. And the article is Government Conspires to Keep the People Unaware. And this, again, it was on October 11th. There's a link on it. The entire article, there's a lot of gems in there. One of the excerpts is, as she says, that, you know, we oftentimes are too ready to accept what government, industry, and mainstream media tells us is true. These sectors of our society count on the fact this will never change, that we will be good little citizenry, blindly accepting their policies for the benefit of the greater good. But the greater good usually being the 1% elite in power. And while they gain, we the people, or sheeple as they think of us, suffer the pain through failed policies, bank bailouts, and lives lost in senseless wars. So, and I'm cutting out some of her stuff for brevity, but she goes on to explain with a video in that article, which is really incredible. And I was thinking of playing that during the show, but you can go to this article that I've linked on the Beyond Crisis, you know, the crisis and the opportunity. And she has this video, and it's a social experiment that pretty much demonstrates, that people act like sheep a lot, and it's mind-blowing. It's, as Kathy says, it's not only astounding, but it's disheartening. And what this study was is the National Geographic Channel. They had these brain games, which show, it's a brain game show, which conducted several social experiments that actually proved that people are like sheep and will follow the leader even if they don't know why. And you can take a look at what happens when one woman did something that made no sense only to have others copy her. It's like the article says, it's not only astounding, but it's disheartening. And I like that quote by Mark Twain, you know, Samuel Clemens, who used Mark Twain, who says, "We are discreet sheep. We watch which way the drove is going, and then we follow the drove." I mean, it's like, it's amazing. But this is what's going on a lot with the television, you know, the boob tube. And it's like this thing between Trump and Clinton, it's like the lesser of two evilism, you know. And they've done all these studies that have shown that the number one reason why people are voting for Trump because he's not Hillary, and they're voting for Hillary because she's not Trump. So this lesser of two evilism, you know, is really just going to end up with more evil. I mean, that's where it's going. But this too shall change. This too shall pass. There's stuff going on, and I'm going to be going into that. This election may not happen like we think it's going to happen. Things can happen. Let's go back to the crisis and the opportunity. The crisis right now with global power shift to this new interactive net reality, it's disintegrating the highly centralized, top-down, one-way programming by the West's deep state media that has been used, the mainstream media, to provide cover for false flag terror since 9/11. There's articles on this that go into that more. You want to read about that, what I'm saying there. And within the context of that crisis, the opportunity is global power shift towards the internet net reality of highly decentralized and interactive communication capabilities that are defining and refining a worldwide high state versus the deep state, with the next phase of the computer internet revolution. So, like I said, you know, the brain the computer is an extension of the brain, just like clothes are an extension of the skin, and the internet is an extension of, you might say, individuals' brains into a global brain and the global network. And that's not just east and west; it's all over. It's decentralized. It's interactive in a nonlinear global way, depending on language barriers, which are becoming overcome with translation capabilities on websites. So you've got a major shift going on from lockstep, linear, compartmentalized thinking that is out of context of the global commons, you might say, and then you've got this new higher state as compared to the deep state. You've got this higher state of global, the new global commons with the internet that's decentralized rather than centralized. It's bottom up rather than top down. It's interactive versus one way. And, you know, instead of one way programming, which is, you know, the deep state has been using the mainstream media, it's one way programming. Well, there's a higher state which is interactive, and it's basically unified field communication. It's community communications. It's interactive. It's like the new modern town hall meetings going on the internet with social network platforms. You know, they create social networks like Facebook and LinkedIn and Twitter and others, where there's this interaction going on, connecting people worldwide in all kinds of multidimensional ways. So you have this all-connected world that is becoming, you might say, there's a whole movement towards that. It's a global village. It's instant, everywhere, interactive, no time or space. It's just, you know, it's just now, all over, all over the world. It's just now. And we're moving to that simul-sensory, this is, you know, it's the nature of the instant, everywhere, interactive internet that it's going to accelerate everything with communications, because there's already a unity in diversity implied. And if you think about this, what's going on globally right now is what was going on with the Berlin Wall back when it came down. When was that, 87? I'm not sure the date of that exactly. But when the Berlin Wall came down, people think it was because, you know, communism was dead and the people were revolting. The real reason the Berlin Wall came down is because there had been faxes and telephone across the wall that was comparing the lies in grocery stores in Russia and in East Germany that were empty, and they would have some loaves of bread in the window, but the shelves were all empty compared to what was going on in the West. That was, you know, capitalism was being more successful. And it was the communications across the wall that brought down the wall. People basically had become, you know, intolerant with the new connection with the truth of, you know, what was working and what wasn't, that they just basically, it bubbled up and there was revolt. Well, this is what's going on globally right now. So what's going on with the global economy and the global social, political, economic institutions that are going to reset right now. And it's really important to understand this process is going on and how to harmonize it as far as check and balance imbalances, check and balance extremism, and how communications can do that, how communications can recycle general knowledge in the way that generates specific wisdom, you know, basically empowering wisdom with the heart. And this is what Heartware is about, as explained in Emerging Blueprint for Golden Age. Heartware, as far as an interactive interface, for mass-to-mass communications, and what that looks like as far as heart coherence standards. And that has a there's a whole website going in explaining the concept of heart coherence as a universal standard, a frequency of holy compassion that's a golden ratio algorithm of the heart rhythm when it's in a frequency of joy, holy compassion. And it's a universal standard. It's like the fabric of time and space is held together by coherent frequencies. Worlds without end. There is no time or space. It's all connected. And these are the fractal fabric of the holographic universe. Coherence is the harmonic fabric, you might say, like the collagen, the intercellular cement of the universal body. And in our body, you know, we have collagen and intercellular cement that keep people from becoming unglued. This is, you know, the biomimicry model as far as, you know, we are in the universe and the universe is within us. And there are functions like the immune system and the nervous system of the global body, you might say, body politic, the global body, the global mind and body. You know, there's a nervous system which corresponds to the immune system. And the nervous system, I mean, there's a lot of nervousness in the nervous system globally right now. And a lot of people are getting sick from, you know, from just watching television. It's just making them sick. You know, I mean, it's just like cognitive dissonance is so thick you can cut it with a knife. And, I mean, it's just like the lying and the deception, and it's just out of control. Because the old order is disintegrating, and they're like, you know, they're about to lose a job. The old order, as far as lockstep, left brain, letter of the law, that's keep been compartmentalizing reality as though 9/11, as though 9/11, was done by, you know, patsies. It's like all this stuff is coming out, and there's a disintegration spiral going on with the big lie. People worldwide, all over the world now, are aware that 9/11 was an inside job, and who the whole story behind the inside job, and probably most of the people listening to this are well aware of that. Well, the point is, the state continues acting like, you know, in complete denial. Of course, they were party to it. So there's all this criminal stuff that went on that's being exposed. It's the criminal stuff that's going on with the whole Clinton Foundation, that we're talking about hundreds of billions of dollars of criminal extortion from other countries that have, of monies that went into the Clinton Foundation, hundreds of billions. We're talking about, they're saying about $200 billion now. And this has been going on with an extension of the State Department under Clinton, you know, with governments all around the world, and some of them dictators, and you know, influence peddling. I mean, it's just like so criminal and corrupt and out in the open. And a lot of people, all they can do is go into denial. And there's unfortunately a lot of women that just really want to see a woman president, and they go into complete denial about everything bad about Hillary, and really want to see a woman president because she's strong or whatever, for whatever reason. And I've tried to tell people that, and some women friends of mine, that, you know, voting for a president just because she's a woman is like, it's like eating a turd because it looks like a Tootsie Roll. When I first heard that, it was kind of shocking. But, you know, voting for a president, you know, like Obama, because he was black, you know, there was a lot of sympathy vote like that. Well, he was half black, you know. But point is, voting for a president because he was black, look how that worked out. I mean, oof, look at the health care system. Obamacare is abysmal. And when I say that, it's a lot of the insurance companies that took part in that have dropped out of it now, and because the prices have doubled, or 50% more, and they just can't afford to be in the insurance exchange. So we're talking about, you know, the old order is disintegrating, whether you're talking about the military-industrial complex or the medical-industrial complex with big pharma dominant, you know, drug pushing dominant healthcare, or the media industrial complex, you know, the big media, you know, which is the cabal of media six giant media conglomerates that own and control about 90% of the mainstream media in the United States. Some people say 95%. Point is that all these, because of the internet, there is a major transformation going on that is basically opening like a Pandora's box, because a lot of people that were in denial of the problem can't deny it, what the problem is. And again, if identifying the problem, the true problem is halfway to solution. Like a well-defined problem is halfway to a, you know, a well-defined solution, then understanding how the American people have, and the people worldwide, have lost control of their own governments, you know, with the deep state, the medical media, management, marketing, military complex, they've kind of lost control to the deep state. If understanding that is the problem, then what it would look like with an interactive solution whereby 100 or 1,000 or a million people could respond to the same program at the same time to input their evaluation criteria that could then be processed in a way on a real-time or instant replay basis. You could see how 100 or 1,000 million people came together at any one part of a video. You play that video back, and at any one point, you could see a readout of, and again, I've explained about this in previous shows, and I've explained this in detail in Emerging Blueprint for Golden Age, you know, the concept of heartware, what that looks like, how that works, light language, the language of consciousness, three numbers in sequence that you can hit, that's like a dot in a cube, and these little three-dimensional cube graphics that can show a field of dots that is actually these three numbers in sequence that people can hit on their touchtone phone or their alphanumeric keyboard on their computer and input this upper, from upper brain to lower brain, left brain, right brain, fore brain, rear brain. You got a 3D axis there, and these three numbers create a dot in the cube, and you can see a field of dots in a little multi-dimensional cube in the lower right-hand part of your screen, and you'll be able to see at any one point of a video how everybody came together at that point, and as a function of referencing how they were conscious, again, from upper brain, lower brain, left brain, right brain, forebrain, rear brain. These dimensions are defined with the language of light of consciousness as consciousness. An Emerging Blueprint for Golden Age, there's links that go into the, explaining that in detail. Might take some patience to go through it, but, I mean, we're talking about, you know, the vision alone of how this could work to involve and evolve our individual and collective conscience. You know, as in a moral compass. So rather than this endless terror for tyranny tactics that demoralize the public, we're talking about, you know, the moral imperative, you know, with a moral compass of becoming conscious of how we're individually and collectively conscious, so that people can originate videos that reference the collective conscience of people that respond to previous videos, which means that people can create new videos that take highlights from previous videos that are taking that bring more light, more conscience to these highlights that reference what is balancing or imbalancing the collective consciousness of humanity on any issue, at any part of the video explaining it, and then creating new videos showing consensus where there was polarization or, you know, where there was imbalance, and with the whole concept of culturing consciousness. Because all our problems are basically problems in conscience or consciousness. You know, there's a lack of conscience, you know, then there's lack of light, then darkness prevails, so to speak. So how to involve and evolve our individual and collective consciousness with the conscience, a heart-centered, heart-coherent conscience, and what that standard is and how that can be another function of an interactive interface hardware that references where people are at when they're evaluating a video, whether they're in their heart or not, whether they're coherent or not. There are ways to objectify that in terms of you can see of all the people that are coherent what their response is, and all the people that are not coherent, heart coherent, you'll be able to see what their response is. You'll be able to compare them. So, you know, it's the idea if we're in our heart when we're communicating, we'll have one response individually and collectively. And when we're not heart coherent, we will have another response. And so the evaluation criteria for coherence of heart really defines and refines congruence of mind. You can't have mind congruence without heart coherence. Otherwise, you get smart without heart. You get people that are really smart but are heartless. And we've had too many of those in government that are just psychopaths. They're heartless. You know, it's like war for peace, endless war for peace. Look what they've done. Look how they've blown up the Middle East. It's just, you know, from a compassion perspective, it's just insane. You know, and who calls them on it? Well, the whole world's calling them on it now. I mean, enough is enough. You know, we don't want, you know, World War III with nuclear exchanges because there's psychopathic crazies that are getting ramping things up to where there can be an accident and a chain reaction of nuclear weapons. You know, God forbid. So what's the alternative to that? Well, you know, we can either all hang together or we're going to hang separately, as Ben Franklin said at the Constitutional Convention. He was trying to get everyone to sign that document. He said, you know, either we all hang together or we're going to hang separately. Well, you know, Buddha said the sense of separation was the cause of all suffering. Well, the sense of separation in the global mind, you know, warring in the members, you know, where there's a bipolar disconnect between East and West, you know, it's causing a warring in the, and you know, disconnect and discontent in the world mind. And so what's the opposite of that? It's connection. It's congruence. And it's communication, unity and diversity. And there's ways to do that. I've kind of got off on my rant. I didn't get into a lot of the things I wanted to today, but I'm going to give it a rest, and let you go into it at your own speed in your own way. There's videos, infographics, and more information. I want you to thank everyone for listening this long, and keep in touch. You can always subscribe at heartcom at mcn.net, or my websites. And if you aren't subscribed, then get on my email list. I usually get updates once or twice a week. I embed videos, and I have links and articles, and kind of doing a real-time reporting on what's going on into the elections, because this is like a historical window that a few years from now, 5 years, 10 years from now, I would like to think with, you know, the golden age will be progressed at least to the point where there's, a fulfillment, you might say, of the great law of love. So here's to more love and light, easier and faster. Thanks again for listening. Keep the faith, see the good, happy trails, make it so. See you in the next show. Bye-bye.
May the quickening and awakening of consciousness begin with you and your own personal evolution in higher consciousness. Thanks again for listening to Cosmic Love.